You're listening to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years.
Welcome back to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years. It's time for the social club. If you've got a question for Aaron or I, make sure you send it into our Real Adventures social pages, or better yet, download our Real Adventures app and send it in via that. Our first question, Redmond, is from Tim Long. Navigation lights and when to use them, boys, please explain. I've got no idea.
Yeah, it's a good question, and a lot of people do use them incorrectly. Navigational lights is simple when you're navigating.
Well, people think you need to have them on the whole time, but it's actually against the rule.
It is against the law. So you can't. So you, if you're drifting, so if you go drifting for a flathead at night, for example, or you're drifting for a shark at night, you actually have your navigation lights on because you're actually navigating, you're actually moving. When you're on anchor, you can't have your navigation lights on. You're not navigating. You're in a fixed position. You need to have your anchor light on. And some people will say, but whenever I turn my anchor light on, the navigation lights turn on as well. Well, yeah, they do, but quite often there's actually a three switch in a two switch. So all your switches will be two. So your bilge pump on, off and on, and your cabin lights off and on. But with your navigation anchor lights, when most of them wire up, so if you press it all the way up, it'll turn your navigation lights on as well as your anchor.
You push it into the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when it's off. And then down the bottom, where you actually think it's off, is actually where just your anchor light's on. So make sure you do use your navigation lights properly because it can get confusing. It is illegal too. And especially the snapper pat, when you're fishing, I do a bit of traveling across the bay from sort of St. Leonard's to Carrum, and it looks like a Christmas tree on the water with all the navigation lights on, and people are actually anchored. And I'm like, are they moving? Are they coming towards me? But they're in a fixed spot. So if you are anchored, make sure navigation lights are off and make sure your anchor light is on. So that there is all things navigation lights. Now, Patrick, got a question for you. Greg Anderson has sent in, which direction should I cast when freshwater river fishing? I am new to the game.
Generally, you always fish face into the current, so cast upstream and bring your bait with the flow of the water for a more natural presentation, particularly on streams and rivers. Now, this is driven home more so than any other form of fishing when it comes to fly fishing, because you're trying to almost represent a fly landing on the water, then slowly drifting down, or an insect landing on the water, or an underwater bug of some description. Now, you can shoot that sometimes. I certainly have, when you're using sort of selters and you've got territorial brown trout when fishing through the otways. But generally, the hard and fast rule is fish always face upstream. Doesn't always mean that's the only way to go, but if you're fly fishing, then it's an absolute must, because all of a sudden that natural presentation that you're trying to put forward to the fish, the line tightens and it just looks totally unnatural. Your dry fly becomes a wet fly because it's being dragged through the water. Gary Winter, underwater lights and LEDs.
Maybe this would be good.
Do they attract fish, or is it a wank factor attached to them? Well, there's definitely a bit of a wank factor when attached to them. And there's plenty of those things that are attached to fishing at different stages. Do they attract fish? Well, they do.
If you go out
in the middle of the night and you've got them on, you'll see a whole lot of different sort of microorganisms that will start to...
It creates a lot of tension around your boat.
Yeah, congregate around the boat. And what attracts small fish? Well, bigger fish and so on and so forth. So they do attract fish. They're not going to attract fish that are 40 metres below the surface necessarily, Redmond. You might attract the old squid every now and then. What are your thoughts on using underwater lights when you go out fishing? Because you do it a little bit. You don't do it a huge amount.
I do it just because it looks cool. When I'm travelling out of the harbour and you look like that idiot driving around with your blue light on. Actually, I've got a white light this time around. But
you look like something out of Miami Vice almost.
I think it is. Like, don't get me wrong. They do that little bit of part. And I know that Bomber Thompson. That's Bomber Farrell, I mean. Wrong name. From up north, Groote Island. You're a very good friend of the show.
I don't think Bomber Thompson's putting him underneath the bottom of the boat. I think he's...
We'll stay away from that conversation right now. But we'll go back up north to Groote Island where Bomber Farrell fishes quite a bit, and he's up there. And I've seen turtles come up to his lights and little things like that. So they definitely attract life. So they do work. But if you would ask me and you were to go, well, out of 100%, where do they come into? I'm going 80% wank factor, 20% fishing. Does that sound about right?
No, it does. Absolutely. That's the social club for this week. If you've got a question for Aaron or I, make sure you send it into our Real Adventures app. As we said before, it's got all our latest podcasts, fishing news, tips and recipes, as well as the opportunity to interact with Aaron and I and shoot forward a question. It's now time for our dream boating destinations. We're heading to New South Wales this week, Redmond.
Yep.
Now, let's be honest, the southern region of New South Wales is spectacular. Like that whole sea
Sapphire Coast
is brilliant. But one of sort of almost the hidden gems, because you hear so much about the other locations, but Tathra is a wonderful fishing destination.
It is. I love going to Tathra. I've stayed there numerous times. Beautiful caravan park on the water there too, which is a fantastic place to stay. But it's just a place, it's literally beautiful. The only way to explain it, it's massive hills. It's got some really good, you know what I like? When you go to a place, sort of like down where you live, you got Aries Inlet down that way. You know those local shops down there that are real friendly and welcoming? They got that down there. But like you said before, the fishing is crazy. It's seriously good fishing. Now, like you said, it often gets a little bit forgotten about, and I head to Eden and Burmy quite often to chase my marlin and whatnot.
You hear so much about Narumbula, Naruma, Pambula. So there's so many great places, but Tathra is just as good.
Oh, and if not better, but it's got a place called the Bega River, and where the cheese is made. And it comes down from Bega down to Tathra. And quite often I find myself when we stay in Eden, we spend so much, one of those windy days, we spend so much time in Tathra heading down to that river and casting soft plastics and little hard bodies. We get some really quality flathead out of the river. You get brim. The amount of sand whiting that you see up on the flats there is crazy. I've never targeted them, and I know we are doing it this year because I know Zane wants to, that's all he wants to bloody catch, but sand whiting's good. Massive trevally in there also. And there's a few other bits and pieces that you will also find through that river. And then you head offshore. Now,
well, you can head offshore. I'll cut you off there.
Go for it.
You can head offshore from the wharf, like the Tathra wharf, which was built in 1862. It is incredibly popular because it descends to quite deep water really, really quickly. And there's some wonderful fishing to be had right off the jetty there.
Yeah, and it like pelagics coming. I know of kingfish that's been caught off there. I know sharks that have been caught off there. When I was a kid, I actually witnessed a fellow catch a massive tiger shark off there, which was scary.
Oh, so it's a great place to swim.
Don't swim there. Swim in that little river I was talking about. I don't think there's any bull sharks in there. But speaking of facilities to launch your boat, it can be a bit of a prick at times, and I'll be honest with you. It's not a place like Eden or Burmese. We've got that sheltered harbour.
Yep.
Now, you've got a boat ramp facility, which you can take your boat out in the Bega River, but the entrance to the Bega River to the mouth is quite often not accessible by boats. So you head down just literally. So the Bega River is just slightly north of Tathra, where if you head pretty much in the central Tathra, it's slightly south, not much. I'm going to get you to pronounce the boat ramp because I can never pronounce it, and I don't know if you can also. The Kiani boat ramp.
Yeah, perfect.
Kiani boat ramp, we'll go with that one. That there is a, if it's not the best looking boat ramp in the country, I don't know what is. It is spectacular to launch there. The facility is good, but the only drama is it is open to the ocean. And I've got a map in front of me right now. So for those that don't, if you do want to check it out when you get home and you're not driving a car, have a look what I'm talking about. That wind can really blow into that ramp and cause havoc. It can be rough at times, especially if you're out all day and the sea gets up. It is also very rocky. There's rocks all through there. So make sure you do go out at sunrise. And but after sunrise, so you can see if you're going there for the first time. Or chat to a local fella down there, I'm sure. I reckon it's one of the nicest towns going around Tathra. So make sure you do get there and don't forget about it if you are heading to the south coast of New South Wales.
Beautiful work, Redmond. That was our dream boating destination. This is Real Adventures for BF Goodridge. They've made a lot of memories in their 150 years. Most importantly, driving you to create memories of your own.